Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificat Mikey, and today, this is our second episode today, covering the version 5.1 patch notes. This episode will cover the Save the World patch notes, so let's get straight into it. Save the World, missions and systems. Newly Canny Valley campaign quests are now available. These new quests continue the storyline into Canny Valley and will appear on the quest map. All players with access to Canny Valley and Twine Peaks will be able to complete this new storyline. Storm Shield Defense and Launch the Rocket quests are unchanged and are still required to unlock new difficulties within Canny Valley. You can now advance directly from one Storm Shield Defense to the next without doing every story quest in between. The storyline includes new quests that ask you to complete the old Storm Shield Defense quests. These will give retroactive credit if the Storm Shield Defense has already been completed. Old Canny Valley quests are still present and have been converted into a series of optional side quests. Dupe prevention added to all llamas. After the llama has determined the rarity and type of drop, i.e. an epic shotgun, a legendary event hero, etc., it will select an item from that category that is not already in your inventory or collection book. This change applies to epic, legendary, and mythic schematics and heroes. Quest progression changes for Twine Peaks. You can now advance directly from one Storm Shield Defense to the next, unlocking new areas without doing the quests in between. New quests have been inserted into the Twine Peaks main quest line that require completion of the Storm Shield Defenses and give retroactive credit. Missions in Canny Valley and Twine Peaks have new required power ratings, so required home base power is 28, 34, 40, 46, 52, 58, 64, 70, 76, and 82, and the recommended mission power rating goes from 46, 52, 58, 64, 70, 76, 82, 88, 94, and 100. The leader of your party must be at or above the required power rating before your party can join a mission of the listed recommended power rating. This requirement applies to mission alerts as well as normal missions. It does not apply to Storm Shield defenses. New Fortnite birthday quests. Find and eat birthday cakes to earn event tickets. Eliminate cake exploders to earn a birthday hero. New mission control. We've begun implementing a new system for mission activation and voting. For now, we've added it to retrieve the data and ride the lightning missions. This new system replaces the difficulty pylon in the world and allows for both mission start and difficulty increase at the mission location. In games with more than one player, increasing difficulty requires a majority vote. In Ride the Lightning games with more than one player, starting the mission before the mission ready timer has expired also requires a majority vote. The default time for mission ready is currently set to 10 minutes. Ride the Lightning mission will now show the storm direction on locating Lars Van instead of depositing a blue glow. Heroes, Birthday Brigade Ramirez, legendary variant of Sergeant, is available from the limited time birthday quest. New Mythic Constructor, Steel Wool Cid, has been added to the Act 1 Canny Valley questline. New subclass Kinetic Beats, a Steel Wool Singer that uses hardware to drop kinetic beats. New perks, Software, increases hardware heavy attack energy efficiency by 150%. Lightweight, increases hardware attack speed by 24%. Maximum Overload, increases damage of kinetic overload by 110%. Urban Assault Sledgehammer Soldier is available in the event store, available July 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and then July 26th at 0000 GMT. So I'm guessing this must be midnight for you guys. Collision has been removed on Plasma Pulse for other players. Changed wording and hammer specific abilities from blunt to hammer. The following heroes can now be recycled or collected at consume inventory space: Rabbit Raider Jonesy, Wukong, Chromium Ramirez, Diecast Jonesy, Raven, 8-Bit Demo, Snuggle Specialist Sarah, Shamrock Reclaimer, Archaeologess. Note that all players will receive 25 free inventory spaces as a free birthday gift, so this change should not cause overflow. Bug fixes. Fix the following tooltips using incorrect values. Base MD now heals for the correct amount. The base MD tooltip has been corrected to show the constructor's base regenerates 30 health every 3 seconds while allies are inside. The ain't done yet tooltip has been corrected to show increases the duration of going commando active effect by 5 seconds. The combatant's might tooltip has been corrected to show reduces energy cost by warcry to 20. The phase shield tooltip has been corrected to show phase shift forces the shield to regenerate for 2 seconds. The tail of the dragon tooltip has been corrected to show dragon slash leaves a persistent trail of energy damaging for 12% of dragon slash damage every 0.5 seconds and slowing enemies by 30% caught within the tail for 3 seconds. The tooltip for corrosive stars has been corrected to show throwing stars afflict their targets, doing 25% of throwing stars damage every second for 6 seconds. The tooltip for nice and slow has been corrected to show kinetic overload applies a 40% slow to affected targets, reducing their movement and attack speed for 5 seconds. The trigger radius for the constructor supercharged plasma perk has been corrected. Beetlejuice stats now match the base ranger subclass. Enemies. New Zapper Husk enemy added. The Zapper Husk is a ranged attack enemy who fires a single moderately powered beam at players. Damage and health for this husk put it midway between the pitcher and blaster in difficulty. The Zapper Husk will be able to spawn with elemental modifiers. Weapons plus items. Be sure to check the store daily. You never know what may rotate in. Birthday Llama. Awards past event items from llamas and event store, but not from quest rewards. Collection book pages have been added for these items based on which event they originally were available. Cost 1,000 road trip tickets. Mini freebies and special offers will appear in the loot tab for the duration of the birthday event. Reduce defender XP leveling cost by 50%. Reduce the evolution cost by defenders by 50%. Upgrade llamas are now limited to 50 quantity per day. We've reduced the amount of nuts and bolts and mineral powder used on a variety of traps. The floor launcher, uncommon crafting recipe changed from 4 nuts and bolts to a rough ore. Rare crafting recipes change from 5 nuts and 5 nuts and bolts to 5 rough ore. Epic crafting recipe change from 5 nuts and bolts to 6 rough ore. And legendary crafting recipe change from 6 nuts and bolts to 7 rough ore. The flame grill, rare crafting recipe change from 9 nuts and bolts to 7 rough ore. Epic crafting recipe change from 10 nuts and bolts to 8 rough ore. Legendary crafting recipe change from 11 nuts and bolts to 9 rough ore. The freeze trap rare crafting recipe changed from 9 nuts and bolts to 7 rough ore. Epic crafting recipe changed from 10 nuts and bolts to 8 rough ore. Legendary crafting recipe changed from 11 nuts and bolts to 9 rough ore. Let's see here. So the falling ceiling was changed from 9 nuts and bolts to 7 planks. The epic was changed from 10 bolts and 10 nuts and bolts to 8 planks, and the legendary was changed from 11 nuts and bolts to 9 planks. The wall dynamo, all recipes changed from 2 mineral powder to 2 batteries. No longer costs rough ore to craft. All recipes now require 3 mechanical parts. The campfire crafting recipes changed from 2 mineral powder to at all rarities to 2 twine at all rarities. Healing pad handmade, no longer costs nuts and bolts to craft, reduce flowers from 6 to 4. Ranged weapon reticle changes. Several energy weapons which used a triangular 3-hash crosshair now use the standard 4-hash reticle. Scoped snipers no longer have a reticle while not scoped. Reticles now have a center dot. The following weapons can now be recycled or collected and consume inventory space. Bobcat, Dragonfire, Dragon's Fist, Easter Egg Launcher, Hacksaw, Heartbreaker, Lynx, Mercury LMG, Neon Sniper Rifle, Noble Launcher, Obliterator, Quad Launcher, Ralphie's Revenge, Tiger. Note that all players will receive 25 free inventory spaces as a free birthday gift, so this change should not cause overflow. They have some bug fixes here. They adjusted the rocket from the tiny instrument of death to account for player movement and home in towards the player's reticle more aggressively. Replaced heavy attack efficiency perk tooltips with energy instead of stamina. Lefty and Righty, Founder's Revolt, Quickfire Pistol, Haywire Storm, and Bobcat no longer snap up and down when shooting. Let's see here. So the gameplay, gold reward, double doubled across all Horde reward tiers. Perk Combobulator resource rewards increase plus 50% across all Horde reward tiers. Greatly reduced camera shake for airstrike gadget and in-world rift impacts. Remove the Loot Llama quest. Home base Storm Shield Defense 1 now grants Constructor Leadership. Kyle Constructor and Hero XP quest rewards are now granted by Home Base Storm Shield Defense 1. Updated Founders quests to require Home Base Storm Shield Defense 1 to be completed instead of Loot Llamas. Updated quest text to reflect this update. They removed Copper Knight Shotgun quest reward from Home Base Storm Shield Defense 1. Updated the Stonewood quest map to reflect that the Loot Llamas quest has been removed. Removed first Loot Llama quest requirement from Constructor Leadership node. Added cosmetic items for Battle Royale to all Founders packs. All current and new Founders have been granted the following: Warpaint outfit, Warpaint backbling, Rose Team Leader outfit, Rose Team Leader backbling. Player input for jumping is now same as Battle Royale. It is no longer needed to hold down spacebar while jumping to reach max jump height. Bug fixes. Fix an issue that could cause players to become stuck on the Loot Llama tutorial quest. Fixed issue with holding down circle or B on a gamepad on the Horde deployable base would open if the UI if the UI for the base instead of casting hoverboard or editing any nearby walls. Changed elemental enemy callouts before encounters to use the correct images. Fixed issue with not taking fall damage when on the hoverboard. Fixed an issue where banner could be left floating in the air if the building under it was edited before being destroyed. Power 100 Horde Challenge quest has been renamed to Power 76 Horde Challenge. This was purely a visual issue and the difficulty hasn't been altered. Fix the number of normal AI staying too low for the entire wave of mini-boss Horde waves. Fixed an issue where some Horde hexes were giving Horde skill points that were one tier lower than intended. Fixed an issue that caused there to be one fewer mission alert on the Horde map than intended. And here is the UI. Bug fixes. The pop-up select to open one or all unopened pinatas no longer appear if you only have one to open. Fix the issue where a llama from your inventory queue could be opened rather than a purchased or claimed llama you just obtained. They moved the button to open unopened pinatas to be next to the unopened pinata count indicator. Fix llama count displayed while opening llamas to correctly show the number of unopened llamas. Fix an issue where the menu music wouldn't repeat after leaving a game lobby. Fix an issue where the unopened pinatas indicator was behind other UI elements. Added keyboard key prompt for the decline button of the recycle retire dialog box. Corrected the tooltips and for tactical practiced in combat and tactical assassination perks. Updated the tooltip for Wild West soldier practice. Fixed issue with tooltips where weapons could show double the amount of damage they actually do. Art and animation. Bug fixes. Fixed an issue with certain areas not playing water visual effects while running or jumping in water. And then audio. New ambient and combat music for Thunder Route 99. And then that's it, you guys. That's all the Save the World patch notes. Thanks for checking out this episode as well. If you haven't checked out the Battle Royale patch note episode, I suggest you go listen to that. Let's see here. I already read reviews for today because we're bringing you two separate episodes today, one for the Battle Royale and one for the Save the World patch notes. So I'm not going to read those out again. But yeah, head over to iTunes. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. It does help out the show. We're on a streak here. We are at 71 five-star ratings now. Let's keep those coming and leave those written reviews as well so you can get shouted out here on the show. I'm going to get out of here and, jump into that 5.1, you guys. All right. Have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.